Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. God bless you. Hallelujah. 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 It is just so good, as always, I always say that. It is just so good to see that light come on. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. God is so good. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice. We are rejoicing, and we're so ever so glad in it. So let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. We give honor to God this morning, who is our life, and in him we move and have our being. Yes, he is our Father, our Lord, our Master, and our King. Hallelujah. We give honor to God this morning in the name of Yeshua, Jesus, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, it's such a blessing. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. The peace of God, the shalom of God. Hallelujah. The love of God flowing through us. Hallelujah. And with us, surrounding us. Oh, we give honor to God and we bless his name. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministry, Daughters of God, called to pray. Hallelujah. We just love to pray. Oh, yes, we do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love to read the Word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for this day. I tell you, I pray you had a wonderful weekend. I pray you had a peaceful weekend. Pray you had a wonderful worship service. Hallelujah. Where the saints were able to come together. And you know, sometimes we complain, or we have complained, oh, we really want to be in the house of God. Yes, now, that's true. But, you know, when we can come together via Facebook, Zoom time, all the different mechanisms that we have that we can use to come together, where we may just hear each other's voice, it's a blessing. It's such a blessing. There are some places where people can't even do that. So, oh, I tell you, and some of us say that, oh, they're trying to stop us from talking. Oh, they're trying to, we have, oh my goodness, we have means and ways to come together. Hallelujah, and worship the Lord. Yes, sir. Hallelujah, as one. That's right. Hallelujah. But yes, it is good to come together and see each other and be able to bump, fist bump, some even hug. It's good. It is good. But don't dismiss the other ways that we have. Hallelujah. Some are meeting in the parks or work. Woo! Some were doing it, staying in their cars, and the preacher was preaching. Hallelujah. Hey, outside. Hallelujah. 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 So, oh, the church is determined. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To come together. Hallelujah. Let's not complain. Let's just do what we do. Hallelujah. Do what we do to go. Hallelujah. That just came up in my spirit. Let's not complain. Let's just, hey, find a way and let's just do it. And I think that's what has happened. That's what we've done. So don't be discouraged. Don't let anyone discourage you. Oh, y'all do, we can mess up and preach. Hey, we can preach a message and it can't be heard with the mask on. I'm just saying, hallelujah. With the mask on, we can preach and we can pray. When the anointing, oh my God, when the anointing of God, hallelujah, is on his people, on the word that is being spoken, no weapon formed, hallelujah, can block it. Hallelujah. 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 Because God is in control. God is leading it. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. No weapon. Sickness and disease and all have to bow down to the name of Yeshua. Yes, our God is God. Hey, oh yes, he is. Our God is God. Oh yes, he is. Our God is God. And our God is the only true and living God. Hey, our God, our Father is the maker of the heavens and the earth. Hey, glory. Let that just sink deep into your spirit. Hallelujah. Our God, is God. Hallelujah. Get some holy boldness about ourselves. Our God, is God. Oh, yes, he is. And he's God all by himself. Hey, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. The more I read the word, Oh, Lord, have mercy. Woo, how great is our God. How great is our God. How great is our God. He's awesome. Oh, yes, he is. Hey, and he's God all by himself. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. If he said it, you know the rest of it. Nothing can stop it from coming to pass. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, down in my sanctified soul. God is God. Oh, yes, he is. And if we never acknowledge him being God, it doesn't stop the fact that he's God. Hallelujah. Step out this morning and that understanding and revelation that God is God. Hallelujah. 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 I'm just excited. Good morning, darling. How are you? God bless. Hallelujah. Hope you had a good weekend, too. Yes, hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. I tell you, I just feel like I'm just all over. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. I just got a down in my soul. Woo! He is real. Oh, yes, God is real. And he's real. Woo! Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because I may not know that he's real, it doesn't negate the fact that he is. Woo! Glory. Doesn't. But when it gets to be, you know, when you say he's real to me, when you have the revelation, oh, glory, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Hey, glory, 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 glory. We are children of the Most High God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Children of the Almighty God. Yes, Lord. He cares for us. He loves us. And he will correct those whom he loves. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will. If you're not being corrected, this you might need to check some things out. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. That may be a little time for repentance. Hallelujah. If you know you've been doing some stuff that's not right. Attitude's not right. You know what I'm saying. Whatever. Whoever we're talking to, we may be talking to someone 10 years down the road. Hallelujah. Get it right with God. Loves you. Hallelujah. And he cares about you. He sees your tears. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He cares. He cares about what touch your heart, what break your heart. He cares. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. He cares. God Almighty, he cares. Yes, he does. Oh, how much he cares. So much so that he gave his only begotten son, that we could be back in right relationship with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right relationship with the Almighty God. We just declare and decree his word in our life. By his stripes, we are healed. Scripture says, I love quoting. I am the God that healeth thee. He is the God who heal his people. He's not some piece of wood that's been carved into a figure. He's not a piece of silver or a piece. He made the silver, the gold. He made all of that. The trees. He is the one who made it. My God. Hallelujah. That's who we serve. And that's who said, I am the God that healeth thee. We can hold on to that. Yes, we can. We can trust his word. Yes. We can trust him. Yes. He protects us from dangers seen and unseen. Just apply the blood of Yeshua over our homes, over our children, over our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, our properties, our transportation, our bodies. Yes. Yes. Thanking the Lord, for he's our salvation. He justified us. Yes, he did. He set us apart for his good pleasure. Yes, be called a child of the Almighty God. Woo! Glory, hallelujah. What a privilege and an honor. Oh, yes. Father, we thank you this morning. Hey, yes, we do. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We extol you. For you, Father, are the only true and living God. Besides you, there is none other. You, Almighty God, God alone. Come as your children, blessing your name and thanking you, Father, for your mercy, your grace, your love, your kindness, your peace, your joy. Thank you for our Savior. Yes, Lord. We thank you for protection. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for your provision. And we come in the name of Yeshua. Yes, we do. We come in the name, hallelujah, Messiah, our Messiah, Yeshua the Christ, the Son of the living God. Oh, and we thank you for it, that we can come. Holy art thou, Father. You are our shepherd, and we shall not want. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You are our peace. You are our joy. You are the God that heals us. And we thank you for it. Your word is true, Almighty God. You protect us. We thank you. Our provisions, we thank you. You order our steps. Yes, Lord. Oh, with your word, God, you speak to us. Open our eyes that we may see, our ears that we may hear. Open our mouths wide, Almighty God. And fill it with words. Hallelujah. 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 That make a difference, Almighty God. Oh, speak of your love, your joy. Yes, Lord. Oh, your greatness, your awesomeness. And when the mouth is empty, shut it, Almighty God. Keep us alert, Father. Hallelujah. Keep us alert and on God. Keep us alert, Lord God. Let us not get comfortable. Hallelujah. And walk with our eyes wide open and we sleep. Hey, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you. Thank you, Father, for your anointing power. Hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your faithfulness towards your people, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for those that don't even know you. Oh, we thanking you in advance that they will know you. Yes, they will. All our young black men and women, we apply the blood of Yeshua. We ask that you touch them, Almighty God. Turn their lives around. Oh, when they would do evil, even right now, stop it, Almighty God. Cease in the matchless name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Cease from the evil. Almighty God. Oh God, make provisions, Almighty God. Safe places for them, Almighty God. Hallelujah. They travel the highways and the byways. We apply the blood of Yeshua. Yes, we do. Guard them. Protect them. All from danger seen and unseen. The young women, Almighty God, protect, shield, and the race. Hallelujah. God, protect. Be our advocate, Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 We bless your holy name. We have none other but you, Lord. Hallelujah. And bless this nation as a whole, Lord God. Remember, hallelujah, that we wanted you to be Lord of our nation. Hallelujah. In the White House, you see what's going on in Washington. Almighty God. Oh, God, you see and you know. Nothing is hidden from you. So we ask now that you kapase kuma shamba kode de 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 de. Let righteousness reign, Almighty God. Let your will be done, Almighty God. Rumba kapase kumo shamba de 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 de. Walk tall, Almighty God. Show your strength. Show them, Almighty God, who they are. Remise kuma. Somebody that it was you, Lord God, that put them where they are. How about sick or it is you who will sit them down and put up another. God, we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We're leaning and depending on you, Father. Hallelujah. Thine will be done. In the hospitals, Lord God. Oh, they're going, the physicians and the support teams are going through so much. They're tired, Almighty God. They're experiencing things they don't know how to handle. But you do, Lord God, and we ask that you touch every one of them. Strengthen them, Almighty God. Heal bodies, Almighty God. Let your healing virtue, Almighty God, set in that place and those places, Almighty God. Not depending on the knowledge of man, but on you, Almighty God, who is our healer. Hallelujah. Man is at their limit, Almighty God. Settle things. Bring peace, Almighty God. Remove the prejudices, Almighty God. Soothe hearts and minds, Almighty God. Let shalom reign, Almighty God, that healing may come forth. Give understanding and clarity that they're just men and they can't go beyond their capacity that you have allotted them. Oh, Lord God, have your way. Hallelujah. Show yourself strong and mighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some don't even know to cry out to you. But we're crying out for them, Almighty God. We ask every form of instruments that's for healing, Almighty God. We apply the blood of Yeshua, the needles, the vials, every instrument, every tool, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We apply the blood of Yeshua. Hallelujah. In the ruleless of places, Almighty God. Hallelujah. In every medication, we ask that you bless it and sanctify it for the healing of your people. Remove the adverse effects, Almighty God. Make them make sure no mistakes, Almighty God. Give them the knowledge, Almighty God. Hallelujah. As the dosage, God, step in, Almighty God. We need you, Almighty God. Touch the dietitian department. We ask that you bless the food, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. Remove in and every offense in the mighty name of Yeshua. We thank you for the food that they are ministering and giving to the people. We thank you for it, Lord God. There are places that don't have food, and we understand that we're blessed. So we thank you for the food that every patient would receive. And those that don't have it, we ask that you fill their bellies and make provision, Almighty God, in the matchless name of Yeshua. We thank you, Father. We glorify you. This is the day that you have made, Father, and we will rejoice. We are rejoicing, and we are glad in it. We thank you, Father, for everything we need has all been already provided. We receive it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for it. Glory be to your name. Thank you for the joy, the peace, the love, the confidence. Hallelujah in you. Hallelujah. We just rest knowing that you're in control. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. So we let go of anything that will try to discourage us, and we place it at your feet. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you so much for being our Father. We thank you for being our God. We thank you for being our Master. We thank you for being our King. Oh, yes, we do. Hallelujah. Show us, guide us how to please you the more, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Those that are not saved, touch their heart, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you for ears to hear, eyes to see, and our heart to obey you in the matchless name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. As the sun rises on a new day, hallelujah, we're ever so grateful for your love, your peace, and your kindness. In the name of Yeshua, we pray. Amen. And thank you, Father. Got joy, 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 joy down in my soul. Hallelujah. No one gave it to us but you, and none can take it away. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your ministering angels. Thank you for your angels of protection. Thank you for your chariots of fire surrounding us. Hallelujah. Thank you that you've given us favor with you. Hallelujah. And favor with men. Wherever our name is, we find favor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Disrupt every attempt of hacking, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wherever our name is, guard it, Almighty God. Guard our name, Almighty God. We apply the blood of Yeshua over our name and our children's name, grandchildren's name, great-grandchildren's name. God, our name, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your protection. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for favor, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy. Ooh, thank you for your love. Just thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. 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 I just got joy, joy down in my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was talking with one of the elders yesterday, and we were talking about some of the same people and the different churches that we were talking about. I don't know if any of you know about the hanger and the washboard and the scrub board. Ooh, goodness. And some even had a tub that they beat on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But they loved the Lord. Yes, they did. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I don't know, again, if any of you have ever heard of the prayer houses. Down in South Georgia, there used to be, in the islands, there used to be little houses, little small rooms, really, where you could go in and pray. And, oh my goodness. And there are some in existence today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wouldn't that be something? You're on the road and you could just stop. Hallelujah. In this place, you know, nothing but prayer and praise and worship been in there. You just need to just stop and and worship the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hear my sickle there. Hallelujah. 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 I know people say it don't take all of that, but maybe not for you. When I see what the world is, where we are in the world today, I say maybe not for you. Hallelujah. Maybe you have, you know, your education has taught you, or your understanding has taught you that it doesn't take that, and you have the philosophies that you have understand that it's come from different people, and our religion, I guess it might be a good word, has been so entwined. So I say just go back to the basics, you know, later for the dumb stuff. Just go back to the basics. Just all of that. And it's true. It's been mixed up, tangled up. Just go back to the basics. Just go back to the basics. You know, I'm good. I'm not going to stop with my grandmama and my granddad. I'm just going to go all the way back to the beginning of it, you know. And then no confusion, understanding. Ask the Holy Ghost to lead you, guide you, give you revelation knowledge. And, you know, we could. Hey. Just ask the Holy Ghost to give you understanding and clarification. I think he might be able to do that. It amuses me, and I often talk about it, how people talk, and it's said in the scripture, that the disciples were, listen, now they're walking with Jesus. The creator of the, in the beginning was the Word. They walking. And then we sat under Gabaldi, I think that's the right pronunciation. Don't mean to be disrespectful. The high scholars and the disciples were sitting with Jesus. Really? Really? Help me, somebody. We would have the audacity to say, when Jesus was a teenager, he was confounding the scholars. And the disciples were sitting under him. And we say, well, you know, they were unlearned and they were, my Lord. Woo, glory be to God. Oh, my God. Sitting under the master who was teaching them, giving them knowledge. Oh, Lord, that right there just caused me to shake my head. We thank the Lord for teachers. Oh, yes, we do. But just saying, we can call someone ignorant. These ignorant men, they were ignorant. Well, there was a time that they were. That part is true. But when they sat under the master, ignorant anymore. They were not any longer. They knew how to walk in this earth in a manner which would be pleasing to our Father. Isn't that something? We have done a lot of things that make no sense at all, even for the great philosophers and the mighty thinkers. Sometimes we just don't stop and think. I had a friend to say something that just broke my heart. They said that they had an opportunity to speak at this big church with all the educated people and rich people. And they had to really study because, you know, you can't split the verbs and you have to make sure your diction is correct. Not like the little churches with hardly nobody in there. I'm going like, really? So they don't need to be saved. They don't need us to study so we can get out and pray so we can get a word from the Lord so that we can say something that will make a difference in their life. Because a person has money, And even because a person has been educated in a certain area does not mean that they don't need to be saved. They don't need to know what the Word of God is saying. And that you would dismiss because there's zero or one or two or 25 or maybe 30 people in a congregation, you could just tell them anything. Now, what is that? How do you do that? What makes you think all souls belong to God? And you can just throw anything at them? Really? How dare you? But, my Lord, we can't do that. We cannot do that. We can't. We can't. We can't. We have to be willing to go before the Lord. The number is not our concern. What is our concern when we are delivering and sharing is make sure that we give them what thus says the Lord. And we don't evaluate or put a value on people. That's not nice. And that really hurt me that they would say that. And I just looked at them. I just listened and I just walked away from them. I can't imagine, because you could have a stroke. You have anything, and you're worse off than the people you're slighting. And everything you were taught, you can forget. Not that I want that to happen, but it's possible. We can't do that. So we just have to love on people and love God and want to do what's pleasing in our Father's sight at all times. Yes. At all times, we just want to be pleased. And we want to live a life that God is pleased with, that someone will say, I want to know more about God. If they act like this, is this the way that, or that's the way a Christian should be? It's not always easy. No, it is not. It is not always easy for us. But Bishop liked to remind me, only the way of the transgressor is hard. Hallelujah. 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 We thank the Lord. Psalms 24. We just read some scriptures this morning. I'm just so delighted. Psalms 24. Listen. Talking about a pure heart. You know, we should be excited about sharing the love of God. Oh, you know, we should just be excited about it. Sharing the love of God. Yes. And we don't have to be stiff. We can laugh. We can laugh. We can enjoy life, and we don't have to be scornful. We don't have none of that. Hallelujah. We can be joyful. Yes. Hallelujah. Okay. A pure heart. Psalms 24. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Did we hear that? For he has founded it upon the sea, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitful, he shall receive the blessing of the Lord and righteousness from the Lord, from the God of our salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall, is this King of glory, the Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Ponder this. Pause and think about it. Amen. Hallelujah. He is the King of glory. Almighty God, that just does something to me. Psalms 33. Hallelujah. Listen. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp, sing unto him with psalteries and an instrument on 10 strings. Sing unto him with a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. Oh my, it didn't say that, did it? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. That's with a shout. Hallelujah. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Verse 6. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the waters of the sea together as a heap. He layeth up the deep in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathens to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of no effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. Thoughts of his heart to all generations. I'm sorry. The thoughts of his heart to all generations. Verse 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven, and he behold all the sons of men. From the places of his habitation, he looketh upon the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioned their hearts alike. He considereth all their works. There's no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety, neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their souls from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our hearts shall rejoice in him because we have trust in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us accordingly as we hope in thee. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. we can shout right there. Hallelujah. That's a shout right there. Woo! The eternal God. Hallelujah. The sovereign Lord. Woo! Majesty on high. Hallelujah. Great and mighty God. Hallelujah. It's a blessing. Hallelujah. Our hope is in the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. That's a shout right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's a shout right there. Ooh, glory to his name. It's a shout right there. Thank you, Lord. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Great is our God. Great. Sometimes we just need to stop and just realize how great our God is. Just, ooh, how awesome, how loving and kind he is to us. Talk about mankind then. How loving and kind he is. And then, yes, you don't want to be in the hands of an angry God. And that, you know, a lot of times we'll say, well, you don't know who I am. You better watch out what you say to me and all of this and that and the other. And if God did that to us, who's really deserving of the wrath of God so many times, and he extends love and kindness, oh my God, he extends love. Thank you, Lord. I feel and kindness to us. Oh, we know that whatever a man sow, that shall he also reap. We know that. We know that. And it just came to me, Yeshua was on the Christ, on the cross, and he says, Father, forgive them. For they know not what they do. He was beyond. He was through their reach. And it looked as if they had destroyed him, killed him. And yet they didn't understand he came to do and let them do what they did. Father, forgive us, for they know not what they do. When we're wrapped in the Lord, and God got us, and his love is flowing. Yes, people can do some mean things. You can say, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And I know you know people who say, ooh, just let me have a minute with them. Just a minute. And then you turn and you say, it's not that serious. God got me. And then people say, you could have did this or you could have did that and you didn't do it. Why? God, vengeance belongs to God. I get caught up in all of that mess, and I might miss something very important. And why interfere with what God has already been in control of? God got it. Mm-hmm. Okay, God got that. So we have to learn God got it. He really, really does. And if he chooses to give us words to say, then guess what? Our mouth will come open and we'll say it. Doesn't mean that you have to stay in that place, but we can always be kind. We can represent him. And we're learning. We encourage each other because sometimes we need someone to say, hey, remember, God got it. Don't wear it on your sleeve. Ask God for forgiveness for what you're thinking or what you're feeling and ask him to console you and and he'll take care of the other. Yes, he'll take care of the other. So we have to remember that. And as I said, I'm not dismissing the fact that people can do some cruel things. But I'm just reminding us that God got it. That applies to me and anyone else who's listening, everyone else who's listening. You know what I'm saying? Just know God got it. People going to be people. Yeah. Okay. Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face, of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Verse 26. Didn't do my exercise this morning. Breathing exercise. Hallelujah. Thank God. I forget. And verse 26 of the same chapter. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work, which God created and made. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to read the second chapter, and let's start at the 15th verse. There's a question I like that us to ponder on. Verse 15 of chapter 2. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, listen to this, of every tree of the garden thou may eatest freely, or thou mayest freely eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest of it, thou shalt surely die. 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. Question. Had you thought about this part here? God said, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou may eat freely. Mm-hmm. And the Lord God said, I'm sorry, but 17, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Mm. Mm-hmm. Now, let's do the third chapter, starting at the sixth verse, that might be. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eye and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband, and he did eat. And their eyes were both open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Let's see. Go to 3:22. I think that's it. And 22. And the Lord God said, behold, the man has become as one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. You know, it said of every tree of the garden, man could eat from. There was only one tree, if my understanding and my reading is correct, that they were not to eat from. And apparently they had not touched the tree of life. Because God said if they had now in the state that they were in, the sinful state, they would have eaten from the tree of life. They would have lived forever in a state of unredemption and unrepentance forever. God had to put them out. He had to expel the unrepentance, and they were not redeemed. The master plan had not been, had not come forth. They would have lived together. Lived forever in that state. It wouldn't be a good state. God is merciful. I'm telling you, God is merciful. He is kind even when we are jacked up. God is good. Read it for yourself and let's talk about it. Hallelujah. Numbers, the sixth chapter, starting at the 24th verse. We know it. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me. Jude, the first chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. God bless. Love you. Thank you.